Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington, where the women are strong, the men are good-looking, and most of the children have been abducted.
So, about it.
Anyway, we have a great show tonight, and I have some incredible people here that came into my life, and they've got some pretty awesome healing abilities, and, you know, I'm probably the last one to explain how it works, but I did experience it firsthand, so I do know it does work, you know. But it's you know, being on the forefront of some of the work that I've been doing, and kind of blowing the whistle on quite a few things that people need to know about. There's an old saying, you know, that pioneers take the most arrows, and you know, if you're over the target, you're getting a lot of flack. And well, I seem to have picked up quite a lot of flack and energies from every level you can imagine. And this wonderful couple showed up and helped me push some of these things through. That some very, we don't want to call them nasty energies, but they weren't pleasant energies. And you know, constant clearings of thousands and thousands of beings. Every once in a while, stuff sticks to you. So, but anyway, I'd like to welcome Mona and Michael on the show. Are you with us?
Yes,
hello.
We are. Hello, James.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm still buzzing after the session.
Oh, good.
That's a good thing.
So my cocky joy is coming back.
Good.
Oh, now see, that's even a better sign. Not for everybody, but of course, you know.
That works for James.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I have a... You know, people don't realize with enlightenment, you know, it usually comes a great sense of humor and also sometimes a really bad sense of humor as well. But I notice a lot of teachers actually teach through humor.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's one of my fortes. I like just, you know, laughing at the adversity and laughing at everything and making jokes about it and not giving it any real power.
That you can't take it too seriously.
No. You know, it's finally, I feel like that's coming back to me again. It was kind of edging away, you know, with all this garbage. But how did you begin to do this type of healing?
Well, let's see. You know, I'll say a little bit about me. Michael will say a little bit about himself, actually. I was actually born with an ability of shamanism, and I do have Cherokee blood. But the thing that is the most important to me is that what we're doing today, you know, I mean, all the past stuff that's come into it has been very, very important. But, you know, it's all led up to this. But it's I came into it basically knowing that I remember my first memory at 5 months old and basically being in a crib and watching my grandmother change my diaper. And feeling as though, you know, you were an adult in a baby body looking around and not being able to really speak in an adult way, but knowing everything that you could, you know, possibly know, and looking around at the room and saying, someday I'm going to remember this and tell my mother what this room looked like. And then I began looking at my hands, and I remember just kind of going, huh, these will do. And it was a very freaky little experience, but that has stuck with me all my life. And that was the beginning that I can actually say I knew that I knew I came to this world to do the kinds of work that I'm doing today. And fortunately, and I've been a massage therapist here in Oregon for, you know, 23 years. And I started into vibrational healing right after I did massage therapy, because actually it's a pretty natural thing. When a lot of people do massage therapy, they can't help but to take on some transference here and there. And that's basically what we're teaching today, is how to teach massage therapists to understand what that's about. But, you know, you get to the point where you understand it a lot more and you work with it, and then you get where you just don't allow it to bother you. You recognize that it's not yours, and you just keep going through it. And then that's really how the healing takes place. A lot of it comes through divine recognition. And knowing that it's not yours is the key to not letting it into yourself, you know, to damage you in any way. So that's how I came into it. And I've been with it, you know, I just don't know a day that I haven't been living this world and in this work, you know. And Michael has his story.
Yeah, Michael, so how did you get into the healing art?
Well, I had a lady I apprenticed under by the name of Ann Davis, And she was a friend of my mother's from childhood. And I went out one day just to meet her. And I thought we were going out there for my mom. And next thing we know, it was happening for me. And I was offered an apprenticeship, and I kind of learned how to do this. It was something that happened as I began to work with people and get things out of the way. More information would come through, and the understanding started to come through more and more about how the body's nothing but an energy flow. And where it's not flowing, there are either shadows or what I see as a density. And just by getting those to flow again, it starts to happen. And this happened, about 12 years ago. And just started working individually with people and doing the work and learning each time. And every time I worked with somebody, I learned one very valuable lesson. When the information is needed, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And then back about, let's see, when was it? We met each other in
February 13th, actually.
And I married her on August the 14th.
And why is it the women always remember the exact date?
Yeah, well, somebody's got to.
Why not?
I'm always put to the test on that. Do you remember when we first met? And I go, oh, crap, you know, what year is this?
Yep.
So I remember the season.
Yeah, it was warm and, yeah, I know how you feel.
And sometimes you feel like you've known that person all your life anyway, so what the heck?
Yeah, it's hard to put a date in that timeless experience.
That's right, exactly right. Yeah.
You know, what I've noticed is that, in my own experience is, you know, the body is just a hard copy, you know, of a multidimensional being. And a lot of people just say, well, you know, that stuff isn't real to me. You know, I'm just dealing with physical reality. And I go, you know, you're right. It isn't real to this level, but it is happening on another level, and it's kicking your butt now. So basically, you know, if it's not working for you, then maybe you need to get some help, you know, and clear this out. And I said, but you know, if your life is working for you, great. You know, then you don't really need to go for this healing. But I think everybody should experience the multidimensional self.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's no, you know, if people don't worry about anything and they don't come into it with any expectations or any fear, really, because, you know, a lot of people come in and say, well, I don't know what you guys do. You know, I just know that I'm supposed to be here. It's like, okay, well, that's okay. You
that's
know,
the best beginning. That is the very best beginning.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, you break the ice, you talk to each other a little bit and kind of get to know each other for a little while. And then when they get on the table, most people who say they can't relax or, you know, I don't sleep at night, you know, that kind of person will usually just go nuts on the table. They will just completely relax.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they'll find themselves doing things they never thought that they could do and actually feel very peaceful about it. And that's where that, you know, once that energy hits them, there's no stopping it. You know, energy has no boundaries, basically. And it's just up to the person. We don't tell anybody what to do or how to do it. We just basically work with that individual for what they're ready for at that time.
And most people, if you sat and told them that, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to set you on the table, we're going to go look inside of your body, and we're going to change you on a cellular memory, most people would look at you and laugh at you or turn the other way.
Yeah.
But if you say to them, okay, what's going to happen is you're going to walk out of here feeling lighter.
Uh-huh.
And let's see what comes in. And then the energy flows, and it is directed, and that is how it happens. It shifts your body, and it shifts it to wherever you need it. Not where we decide you need it or where somebody else decided or somebody has done a test and said this is what you should be. This is what your body, what your being, and what your energy says you need to be at.
Right. Each person is unique, so there's no real stamped out program.
Well, and that's the fun about doing this work, James. That's the thing that just has always kept me in the business, basically, and on the planet.
Well, of course you are.
Well, I know you certainly didn't get bored working on me. You had it about every
challenge. You're the last person to have any boring thing going on in
it
there,
was
honey.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of fun energies.
Yeah.
It's really fun because once we start working, you just don't know what's going to happen until you shut that door. It's like, you know, anything can happen. You can, we can have all kinds of interesting information from past lives kick in if they need that.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people don't need that because, you know, you don't need to keep refreshing old memories if they don't need to come back, for one thing.
Well, you've experienced it. Once you've experienced it, why do you need to relive it? You just need to recognize, or as a suggestion, recognize it from where it comes from. And then you no longer need to draw on it anymore, and you can tap into who you really are rather than who you used to be or who you might become.
Yeah, the only reason we really bring up a past life, for example, is because if there's a carryover that is part of the pattern that's in that memory that can't seem to kick out, it's like going to a doctor and getting a diagnosis. Once you find out what you have, you go, I knew something was wrong. You know, it's that kind of thing.
Then you know where to begin. Yeah, then you know where to begin and where to work and where the energy wants to go. And the energy tells you where it wants to be. It's just learning to listen.
Yeah, I like to keep this show on a high note and a positive note, but at the same time be a little realistic. And some of the things I don't talk about, some of the other forces, let's say the darker forces or technologies that are out there, that some are off-world technologies, and there's a lot of them that are in our highest and best good, and there's some that are not. And a lot of people have no idea what, you know, some of the light workers are really up against and what they're dealing with. And if you went to the mainstream and started talking about this, they'd lock you up, you know, because they don't have the sensitivity to really see these things. And it is a mind-blower when you really see what's going on other levels.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
You know, the average Joe wouldn't get it.
And it's an incredible learning experience. More and more each day you learn something new about another energy that can pop in.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, there's no limit or there's no boundary to energy. And so, you know, it's just a matter of recognition. And, you know, it's hard for people just to say, well, how do you recognize something? You know, because a lot of us are in a position of saying, well, how do I know? You know, but that's where we actually talk to people about tuning into a heart center and listening from the heart, because that's really the place where you can get all your answers. You know, and once you tune into that, there is nothing that will stop that energy of the truth to hit you. Every time we work with somebody and we run energy through you, the body knows no lie. It cannot lie. It doesn't know how. Now, you know, people can live in denial and they can try to, you know, push something aside or allow a true insecurity that has been inside of them for whatever reason to stop themselves from understanding who they are. That happens a lot with people. Insecurities are the you know, ticket to degradation. It's just not a good thing for the body. But once you start understanding that, you know, if you don't need that insecurity, and it usually comes out as a behavior.
And when you talk about how energy is drawn to you and the law of attraction, what you put out is what will be drawn back. If you're in a space of a negative energy, or if you're in a space inside of yourself of fear or doubt or those other aspects, then you open yourself up to lots of other, oh, how do you want to put it, energy beings or folks or technologies that can also tap into and feed on that.
Yeah, because it becomes a resonating factor at that point. In other words, like attracts like. It's the resonating, and anything that is of that nature will be drawn. That doesn't make it right or wrong. It just is.
I know we sometimes in air take on things, and, you know, I know it's my nephew did that. You know, one of my nephews had diabetes, and the other one felt so bad about him. He goes, God, and he did a prayer. He said, please take, you know, get this, help my brother, you know, out. He goes, you know, give it to me, whatever, and anything, you know, to help his brother out. He was so empathetic, and he ended up taking it on himself.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people are very empathetic, and they might be very evolved spiritually or whatever, but they just accidentally take stuff on. And I always tell people, too, you know, it's like jumping into a big pool of sludge when you incarnate into the earth. And you can hose the stuff off you can see, but you can't see what's on your back sometimes.
That's right.
Right.
That's
on the back
right.
of your legs. And sometimes
yeah.
you need
and
somebody to
And a lot of people are incredibly sensitive, and they don't realize how sensitive they are. And when they come down with something or their immune system gets weak, they think it's theirs. And a lot of times, and more often than not, it is not theirs. And it's just that they've taken it on because that's the nature of their being. They care. And so a sensitive person will definitely, you know, have that happen to them. And, you know, and we teach people ways to let that out so that you don't have to feel like that. You know, there's lots of different ways for different types of people. And so as an individual, when they come into us, we kind of help them to understand what they're doing. And some people don't realize that they think they've come in and they're angels and they're here to help the world and they're here to do all the saving they can do for whatever reason. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with a religion upbringing. It has to do with just the person itself. The person feels compassionate or, you know, just loving at heart. Then sometimes, you know, it develops into a type of insecurity that's not conscious. And what it means is they start taking on other people's stuff without even recognizing it. And again, they become weak. And so, you know, we've had several people like that who've come in. And actually, we have to remind people that, you know, just remember that, you know, other people's lessons are not your lessons. You know, and give them the right to live their life and to learn their lesson. You know, you can love them. You can be a light in the darkness. You can, you know, you can encourage them if you want to. But just remember, you know, people have to learn their lessons.
I'm guilty of that one, you know, taking on the world and trying to heal the world and everything. And I did that for so many years, and it almost killed me. And then I realized, you know what, I have to start healing myself here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And take some space away from this and just regenerate and recharge. And I'm seeing that I have to keep a balance now, and there's times I just have to shut down and say, okay, this is my space, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do a total healing and clearing and just release everything I ever, you know, any residual energy or whatever, and get back on track again.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Well, a lot of the energies today, James, are basically on self-esteem, you know, self-confidence. A real good feeling of that is going to protect, and protect is not even the word. It's more like take care of you. You take care of yourself when you love yourself, and it comes right back down to the basics of self-esteem.
Yeah,
when you're talking about the very basics of energy, it comes down into a place of, if you give it the power to affect you, it will. If it don't, then it cannot happen. But what we usually don't understand is we're doing it on an inner level. We're doing it inside.
Yeah.
And our intent is what we is drawing this energy to you. And it's like you were talking, it was your nephew?
Yes.
Who picked that up? And that happens a lot. That happens, I mean, so many times you see people will take on somebody else's energy because they feel that they can deal with it better, or they have the compassion and say, let me have it rather than you. And the difficulty in that is that not only is that person going through, but so are you.
Yeah, and there's no evolution. Basically, you end up with the problem, and they don't evolve because their soul created that situation.
Yes.
And
yes, their soul chose that experience, and as a sovereign being, they're entitled to go through the experiences they choose.
Yeah, as an eternal being, you know, if they don't get it right, you know, and even if they create death as the end result, you know, they're going to come back and do it over again.
That's
it. Right.
That's it.
That's right.
Nobody gets it
cold,
right
but
time.
It's just reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, it stems from no right or wrong, no good or bad. It just
yeah.
is what it is. And so, you know, why not create what you want, basically, is what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
Why not make it happen? And if you find that there's blockages in the way, then, you know, there are people out there that can see, and there's a lot of us coming into play right now in today's world who can help in that area where, you know, you can go to somebody and they can basically help you to, you know, to see that. And you know, and a lot of it is based on trust and how you feel about somebody you go to. You know, I recommend going to somebody who, if someone says a word of mouth, like that person really helped me, then, you know, then they come to you for a reason, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
that person comes into your life for a reason. And it's all good. That's why we came to you.
Yeah, yeah. And in your daily life, it doesn't matter. The moment that you interact with somebody, the moment that you walk by them, you're interacting in their energy field, and you are sharing energy in some form. Now, most folks don't realize it, and in not realizing it, what ends up happening is they come home with all kinds of wonderful agitations and angers and fears and different things. Drive in a big city once and feel all the road rage and all the different things that are happening there.
Yeah, it's that objective balance.
Everybody's in the same place, and you pick it up. If you're in a room of happiness and joy and everybody's having a good time and somebody comes in with anger, usually what will happen is if whichever force is stronger, if the anger and upset is stronger, then what happens is all the happiness in the room starts to shift and
mm-hmm.
starts to shrink. or vice versa. If you're in a room of everybody's upset or down and somebody comes in a really good mood, then it will raise that level up. And it really depends on where you're at. And it happens on a subconscious level. It happens inside of us. And being aware of it is the difficult part.
Yeah, this is physics, too. People go, oh, that's woo-woo. You go, no, this is called sympathetic resonance. This is physics.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
It's not woo-woo, you know.
No, it's not
reality.
It's true.
Oh, yes. You can walk away. I mean, we go into a grocery store sometimes. And, you know, we can just be walking down the center aisle and get this massive headache. And turn around and look, and we know that the person standing behind us has a headache.
Yeah.
Because it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if you take a look at that person's face who happens to be there, you'll see that it's long, it's drawn out, it's tired, it's stressed, you know, and pretty much when you walk away from that person, the headache may leave you.
Well, you know what's scary right now for me is there are some days I go into town, and, I mean, I'm higher than a kite. I'm just buzzing. I got this big shit-eating grin on my face, you know, I've got this nice lip hit going.
Uh-huh.
And I go into town, and it's like The Walking Dead. And, you know, people think you're stoned, or there's something wrong with you, and have all this love emanating from you, and they're going, oh, that guy's weird, you know, what does he want, you know? Or it brings up all that stuff, and just going, wow, this is getting interesting. And the more you get really tapped in, like that, I'm seeing that almost seclusion is a must, you know, going in and out. You have to get out for a while and you know, mm-hmm. recharge and,
right.
you know, be in nature and things like that.
Absolutely. That's really, really important. But, you know, if you can keep aware that, you know, these things happen, transference is. It just is. We can't help it. We are all connected. And so whenever these energies start to share, you know, when you keep in mind that it's not yours, then seriously, it does not affect you. It cannot affect you if
yeah.
you don't let it. It's like that old movie with was it David Bowie in The Labyrinth, you know. At the very end, you know, the girl says, you know, you have no power over me. And, you know, and he was this evil dude. And the minute she said that, he turned into an owl and flew out the window.
Uh-huh.
It's the kind of that sort of thing. You just don't have to buy it.
I had an encounter with a being that was pretty dark. I mean, it was, and I felt this energy being projected at me. It was the most hideous, draining energy you can imagine. You know, just total morbid, like you're going to die tomorrow type of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in between, I was sleeping, I was in between levels when I felt this. And I woke up and I went, not mine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first words that came out of my mouth, not mine, this is not mine. And I pushed it out of my face, and I saw the being, and he looked shocked. That goes, damn, you know, like I'm out of control here, you know, I don't know what to do.
Oh, that's so true.
And,
yeah.
and you know, vanished, and I heard my friend screaming in the tent next to me, and he was dealing with the same being. And you know, I woke him up, and I go, it isn't you, this isn't yours, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, and snapped him out of it, too, but... you know, we have to learn self-authority and how to set boundaries. And,
yeah.
and
that is absolutely right on. And that's the biggest way that you can take care of a transference effect. And you don't have to buy it. You don't have to let it into you. And it's good to learn that for yourself. Anybody needs to learn that for themselves. You know, just for discernment purposes. You know, just to keep yourself on the best level you can. You know. Yeah, it gets really funky when we work because, you know, there's a lot of beings that are coming through today that are people who've crossed over. And, you know, we can't help it. When you do this kind of medical intuitive work or, you know, spiritual vibrational healing, whatever it is, you're going to always have something or someone around you that's going to be there for that person that you're working on. And lately there's been an awful lot of people who've crossed over that are coming in and being with their loved ones. And the person on the table just can hardly believe that, you know, that we're actually mentioning it. But they come in for a reason. It's almost like that Jonathan Edwards thing. It's,
yeah.
They come in and they want to talk. And if they want to lower their vibration just to some degree so that, you know, we can raise ours and meet halfway in that middle, then we will communicate. It's just not that difficult anymore. And more of that's happening. The veil's been lifted. And so you do have a lot more of the crossed over spirits coming through, that without a doubt. And it's more and more like that. So
now,
it is interesting
that,
because that person feels very supported.
Yeah, is there... Now, what I found out in the work that I do is kind of similar to yours, but you know, people don't realize that just because you're crossed over, all it means is you don't have a physical body anymore.
That's right.
But you still have a mental and emotional body and, you know, other bodies, as astral body and things like that. And those thought forms and limiting mental concepts and emotions or whatever can affect people in the physical.
Yes.
And they don't even know where it's coming from.
Yes.
It's not even their emotion, and they're acting it out and feeling it and can't figure out where it's coming from. And if they just learned how to heal any unseen negative influences and connect with their own main teacher and guide or angel or whatever you want to call it, guardian angel, and utilize these techniques, which are very simple, you know, they could avoid a lot of the, even some of the diseases are coming from the those attitudes and emotions or wrong conclusions of past experience that other beings are still hanging on to.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you don't have to feed that energy, and that's the whole thing about it, is the more you focus on it, the more thought you put into it, the more you talk about it, whatever you direct by speaking, you're manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you begin to understand that as you speak, if you start thinking, God, I'm sick, and oh, this isn't happening, and oh, the world is just falling apart, or this is the energy that you draw to you, this is the energy that grows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you're saying, by listening to your inner guides, by tapping into the divine within you, you understand that all of that isn't real. You know, you made a statement earlier that people think that this is all woo-woo. You know, you're getting into the woo-woo space, and begin to work on it on an energy level, you begin to realize that what most people consider to be the physical world is the woo-woo. It's the part that's not real.
Yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
The energy is so real because the very energy of creation is something so simple as just a little puff of air. And as long as you don't put something out behind it to restrict it or destroy it, it will come to manifestation. It will happen.
You know, I had a woman that was, she goes, well, I'm a scientist. You know, she goes, I don't believe in all this stuff. You know, she said it's just a bunch of nonsense. She goes, I believe in science and what I can see and measure. And I said, really? And I said, do you see with your eyes or do you see with your brain? And it really stumped her for a second. And she said, well, I guess the brain is the one that decides, you know. And I said, yeah, you have billions of bits of information and you have the ability to see other dimensions, everything, but your brain chooses what you see, what's going to help you on this level, this reality, what you've chosen to be your reality. Your brain, that's what it accepts out of those billions of bits of information. So I said, so when you say that this stuff is not real and it's all nonsense for you, I said, that's what you've chosen and that's what you're experiencing.
Exactly.
And it really stumped her.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
she started thinking about it.
Yeah, she knew.
What's that?
Again, you can't lie.
Yeah, and she's a scientist and knows about this stuff. And she said, you know, she goes, I never really thought about it that way. And I said, you know, you can only measure less than 1% of the universe that you live in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're trying to say that's real. It's less than 1%.
Right. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
You know, and so let
it, most people don't think about it.
Mm-hmm. I go, let's get real. Let's talk about the other 99.
Right. Exactly.
You know, it reminds me of a little story of when I worked in the medical field. I was in neurology for a few years, and I remember working in with a surgeon, and she had gotten in and she started to do some brain work in there, and she couldn't help but to, after surgery, say the words, where's all that knowledge? Where's all that intuition? All this is physical matter. She says, I just want to know where the rest of it is. And I started laughing because I thought, well, what a great statement from a neurologist who's doing surgery. Where is all that wonderful stuff that, you know, you can't see, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Have you followed Bruce Lipton's work?
Bruce Lipton. Don't know him, I don't think.
He's a biophysicist. What he did is, and he talked about the genome experiment as well, and I think they found something like 30,000 genes operating the body when they knew we needed about 100,000.
Mm.
And so they go, wait a second, you know, this is not a biological process. There's some unseen force that's, you know, sustaining this body and running the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a big shock to him. Like, well, wait a second, there's an unseen force, call it whatever you want. They can't say it's a soul or spirit or anything else. They can't say that.
Right.
But all they can say is there's an intelligence beyond the body, even beyond the brain, everything that's running things.
Yes. And you know, recently we went to Portland to see that wonderful exhibit on the body world. And that was fantastic. And so, you know, you have a lot of people who've donated their bodies to science, so to speak. And, you know, if people didn't go to that, man, it really was amazing. But, you know, they had different shapes of the people. They had, like, a woman doing an archer thing. They had a man on a horse. And, of course, all this was muscle and bone.
Yeah.
You know, capillaries and stuff, just, you know, almost crystallized, and so that they could keep it in format like that. But what was interesting was, you know how you go in and you get one of those little tape recorder things, and you can walk around and you can listen to, okay, here's number four and here's number five, and, you know, you can hear it talking. Well, the voice on there, as it was describing the liver or any other form of the body, it would say things like, you know, of course what keeps this going is energy. And so every time I'd listen to it, and it said something about a creative, what did they say? They said something about an energy force. That's exactly what they said, an energy force that runs this, and da-da-da-da-da, and, you know, you have the circuits running through the nerves, and the dendrites hit this, and, you know, and really and truly, anybody, we were with a whole bunch of medical students. There must have been 200 medical students from OHSU there. And, you know, they're all looking at the body as a physical, scientific, you know, exploration. And here we're looking at it as this awesome adventure, but they're all dead.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know what else they found out in Lipton's work is that the antenna on the outside of the cell is what governs, you know, the DNA production, everything else. It's amazing. They found out that DNA, you can remove the DNA out of the cell and it continues to exist and function, which doesn't make any sense. So they said, well, wait a second, the brain is not in the DNA. The brain that is creating all these functions is actually happening through the antenna on the outside of the cell wall.
Exactly.
Which are actually attuning to other frequencies. And so these multidimensional self, whatever you want to call it, is actually feeding energy through the antenna and creating all these functions. It's amazing. So
that's
so
the definition of quantum physics, right?
Yeah,
there.
Your consciousness is actually governing this body, and it's making it sick, and it's making it heal, and it's making it do everything.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's amazing. And they're stuck now. Now the biophysicists are going, wait a second, we can't. What do we call this unseen force that has such an impact on our reality here? You know, we can't go there.
Yeah. It's like you were saying, you know, the science, you only see 1% can be measured by the majority of the technologies that we have, and the instruments that we use can only pick up a very small percentage of the energy that's running through the body. Well, the greatest tool that we have is our intuition. It's right within us. It's at heart center.
Oh, yeah.
And most people, depending on your background, will look at that and go, well, that's not real. And if it can pick up the majority of what is not being picked up with equipment, which one of them is the better tool?
Oh, yeah.
Which one of them do you want to hone? Which one do you want to use?
I'd say the one that can read the 99%.
Yeah, I'm in full agreement with that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had I was doing an interview for Shine Talk Radio, and she came up, and she actually wrote a testimony. It's on the website. But she had 9 batteries that were dead on a doorbell, 9 D-cell batteries, and she was upset because she didn't put new batteries in to do this interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no problem. I said, just pull them out. And so let's just sit and talk. And so I talked for a while and held each battery. And I gave them back to her, and they had that little tab on them where you can push to see if they have any juice or not. And she checked each one, and they were dead. And I handed them back to her, and they're all fully charged.
All right.
And she testified on the show about that, and we had other people there, and I talked to him about it. I said, you know how many thousands of volts you have in your body?
Yeah.
Yes.
But if you just think you're this physical body and you don't have access to some energy and you can't move it,
right,
if you don't acknowledge it, that it's there, and
right,
start to use it, and when you start to use this energy, the same thing as the work that you're doing is accessing that energy plus, you know, even a higher energy that's not, you know, really measurable by anything on this level.
Oh, sure. The only reason why people can't do more wonderful things is because, you know, if they don't think they can. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we've been really trained and programmed on certain levels to only think we can only go so far. But why can't we start a car? You know, I've done it. I've actually been able to start a car with the engine was you know, all pooped out. And I just ran that energy through the engine, and I'll be darned if that sucker didn't start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just things we can do that we don't realize we have the ability to do, but it's all within us.
And it's only because we've been told we can't.
You know, you're going right into this next line that I wanted to talk about, which is perfect. But I had this other woman here, Chandler, and I really liked what she had to say. And she said that, you know, people are so afraid of their power, and they've had so many traumas in times where they did stand in their power,
mm-hmm.
and they're afraid of that reoccurring or whatever. There's all these different reasons why
mm-hmm.
why they're afraid of their own power. But it seems to be right now, that seems to be the message of the day, or what people are having challenges with is the ability to just stand in their own power and acknowledge the God within them and the God in all creation and own it.
Mm-hmm. Well, James, we've learned a very important lesson here on this planet, and that's that we do not have to be submissive to anything or anyone or any government or any medical profession or anybody else that we have always been told. We really have become a dependent society, but we are strongly coming out of it quickly.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of people that are starting to really shape up and understand this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the term submissive just keeps coming to mind because, you know, whether you're in a family that, you know, you don't want to cause any trouble, you don't want to say the wrong thing, you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, you know, all of this has got to do with a type of submissiveness.
We've been programmed by the negative response.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you continue to send something to somebody that is a negative for everything that they do, sooner or later they're going to not want to do it. And
exactly.
That programming gets set in the cells, and every time your body replaces a cell, that programming gets put back into it. It's held within, as you're saying, the antenna of the cell.
Yeah, and it's in the other levels as well. It's in the past lives and all these other levels, the astral bodies, you know, that hold all the past life memories.
Yeah.
Cellular memory, everything, it's all over.
Physics is actually in the space between the cells. It's not the cell. It's the
mm-hmm.
space between the cells that gives us all the abilities to do whatever the heck we choose and however we feel. We don't have to do anything we don't want to do. We are not a clone or based in some sort of a matrix anymore.
Yeah, and the body that you're setting in today, your body is constantly rejuvenating itself. It's constantly replacing itself. The body that you're in today is not the body you will be in 100 days from now.
Yeah, I think your liver in 7 days regenerates itself.
That's
yeah.
right.
Something
yeah.
ridiculous.
It rejuvenates so fast, and
yeah.
the liver has its hands in everything in your body.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a happy liver, you have a happy body.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know this, and it's the very simple truth of it, and you begin to utilize it even in, you know, in a moment-by-moment basis, then what ends up happening is you have a healthy body. You have it healing itself. And if you don't use that energy to heal your body, then what are you using that energy for? And the majority of us love to focus on negative, not because
yeah.
we're negative people,
right.
but that it is a constant, how do I want to put it? It's a constant input from outside of you.
Well, you know, we've been kind of enslaved through dependency, and we have
yeah.
this manufactured lack, and the
right.
majority of the society have actually become kind of dumbed down sheep.
Yep.
And but they're waking up fast.
Right.
And there's
right.
a lot of people waking up
right.
very fast right now, and they're just saying, you know, wait a second.
Right.
This isn't
right.
This
yeah,
isn't my program. I'm not going to do this program anymore.
Yeah. And that's really all it takes, is just simply say, I choose something different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then follow through with it. Oftentimes we'll say, yeah, I'm going to change this. And then 2 days later or 10 days later, you know, it's kind of like a New Year's revolution.
Revolution.
If I could speak today, I'd be okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I think it's Ron Paul. He's saying it's revolution, and he has love spelled in the revolution. And there's a friend of mine, she said that it's going to be an evolution, not a revolution. You know?
There you go.
Yeah. It's obvious. We are definitely going through a quantum leap in consciousness and energy and evolution. And,
absolutely.
And, yeah.
And it's beautiful. You know, we have to really applaud that because this is exactly what we need to do for the next step so that we can all begin to understand that, you know, the beauty of being an individual is just that.
And it's also very challenging, and people need to realize. I found out people coming up to me and they said, you know what, I just feel like I'm going nuts. I'm losing it. And I said, you are losing it. And I said, all the crap is coming up so you can get rid of it.
Exactly.
And I said, why are you hanging on to it? You know?
Yeah, you gotta make room. Your body is a finite portion of infinite energy.
Uh-huh.
You gotta make room for the light that's coming in, for the connection, for the oneness. The separation has to go.
I mean, people are actually going nuts, and
yeah.
And you know, a lot of times all you have to do is tell them, you know what, this is an energy thing going on, and the whole planet is shifting, and you're not alone in this, and then they go, wow, so that's what it is. I'm not crazy, and
yeah.
Just by identifying it, look, you know, a big wave of energy just. Like this
yeah.
last full moon kicked everybody's butt.
Oh, yeah.
That I know.
Oh, it really did. It really did.
It was intense. And
well, and we also had Mercury in retrograde for any of our astrology buffs. It's, you know, Mercury, it really does, you know, kick butt a lot of times, and more so now. But Mercury in retrograde has a very, very positive side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're so used to a negative thing saying, oh, you know, the computers go down, the phone lines don't work anymore, you know, certain things will happen, and that's true. This is the kind of stuff that it does do, but it's also based at trying to help people understand what it is that they don't usually look at on a normal daily basis. Mm-hmm. When Mercury goes into retrograde, it helps you to face the things that you really don't want to see. And
yeah.
then that's why it seems like a negative turnaround to people. It's like, oh, don't sign a contract when Mercury's in retrograde. But, you know, a lot of it has to do with just pay attention
yeah.
to the things that come up because it's a blessing. You sit there and you go, you know, I didn't see this before. And, you know, and welcome it because it's one of those things where you can really look at it from a positive viewpoint, no different than a full moon and the energy that gets put off of that where a lot of people kind of go nutso on a full moon.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know on the 16th of last month, too, this huge shift came through. And a lot of people picked it up early, and they said it was going to peak on the 18th. And actually, it peaked more on the 16th, and the 18th was kind of the downswing. But I noticed a lot of people were venting and blaming and kind of flipping out, and some people were riding it in bliss, you know, not very many.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and but, some people were walking around like zombies, like they didn't know anything was even going on. We went
yeah.
to the grocery store, and people were almost like walking over each other and not even recognizing somebody was there.
Well, that's what I noticed. That around that time period, I went into town, and I was looking at these people, and there was no light or no life force there, and they looked like zombies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I go, wow, this is, like, really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to really feel like an alien here.
You know? No coincidence that it's close to Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, this is strange. And I know for me, Halloween is a time where I just light a fire and start beating the drum, basically. And
yes.
I don't go out or do anything. Or I do a lot of clearing work and, you know, healing work on the unseen around Halloween because it is a strange time.
Yeah, this one was an amazing time. That is exactly the date that Mercury did go direct, and you know, the full moon energy was still out there, and it was a beautiful time, but a lot of changes occurred at that particular evening.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it was
yeah,
very
we covered
great.
Our sign in plastic so nobody could paintball or egg it, you know, and
right.
move the mailbox to the side so they couldn't hit it with a bat, and then close the gate and lit a big fire. You know,
outside. Yeah. I think, James, one of the most important things right now is people need to realize, you know, not to do any blaming on themselves or other people. It's an important time for people to understand, to just let things be, allow them the way they're being allowed. I know the world doesn't look good. Things do not seem positive. But if they stop and realize, yeah, like you would say to an individual, you know, everyone has to learn their lesson. It's
mm-hmm.
kind of like that's what we're going through. We're going through a lesson on the planet. But
yeah.
if you know that you know in your heart that you feel very good about yourself and the things you're doing. We need to concentrate on ourselves more than anything else right now.
Oh,
it's like the drop in the water. And when we go inside and we feel good about that and spend a little time out with nature, sit down and give yourself the moments you need to take deep breaths.
Yeah.
Connect with the earth energy because the earth is really wanting to share her light. This is a very, very important time for people to understand that, you know, and then we become more in line, basically, with that particular light that she's giving. And if people give themselves a little bit of time, they'll really feel it. It's a beautiful time.
Oh, yeah. No, we need to take our shoes off more and
absolutely
walk on the ground and get grounded and connect
mm-hmm
with the earth.
Connect with the earth. Connect with what's happening. We all, we've been kind of shown that the, you know, we all kind of start to agree that the consciousness of the planet, of the human race, is shifting. It's
yeah
making some type of a shift. And we look at it as this is the shift that the consciousness is making, and the earth is our ship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of the opposite. The earth, if you take it from a little different viewpoint and see that the earth is doing the shift.
Exactly.
And the consciousness exploration of this humanity is the earth. We're
yeah,
just volunteers in it.
Yeah, that's the information I've been getting, too. They've been saying that this energy, it's moving through the earth and it's moving through the quantum field or whatever you want to call it, the unified field.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been talking a lot about this feminine energy pushing through hard right now, and it's
mm-hmm
pushing all
that's
this balanced patriarchal nonsense up to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when we see all this nonsense going on, like we talked about earlier, when we watch the TV or the news, it's just nonsense.
Yep.
You can't even relate to it anymore. It's such...
The term stupidity comes up quite a bit.
Yeah.
It numbs you.
Yeah,
right.
And I know people are getting it from the inside, and now they're watching the spin doctors and the talking heads, and they're going, wait a minute, this doesn't work, you know, this is nonsense.
Right, right. Common sense, you
yeah
know, it seems to be a thing of the past. You know, there are real life news, it doesn't really get shown. And so,
oh, yeah,
you know, once again, it's mainly about how we have to just take care of ourselves and, you know, recognize that, and it will shine to others.
Recognizing the shifts on the planet and the aspects that are going around it,
mm-hmm,
they have to come in waves because it came so quickly that if it was such a fast shift, most people couldn't handle it. So it has
oh, yeah
to take it one wave at a time. And if you adjust to each one and rebalance yourself and, like you say, take your shoes off and step on the earth a little bit, feel it, you will balance out, and it will help you in such a great way. So that way when the next wave comes, and they've got to come in waves, they've got to come each time.
Mm-hmm.
Declare it. It's taken a long time to create this separation. It takes a little
yeah
time
maybe,
to rebalance it.
I was thinking about Halloween. You know, we talked earlier about this one guy I talk to quite often. But, you know, it's time to take off the mask, you know, and, you know, the Christian disguise and start really acting like a Christian and
yeah
looking at things through the eyes of Christ and saying, well, wait a second, you know, this doesn't add up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's like, who would Jesus torture, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who would Jesus kill, you know?
Who would Jesus judge?
Yeah, who would Jesus war profiteer on and deceive,
exactly,
you know? It's
yeah
like, you know, wait a second, let's just look at these through the eyes of Christ,
mm-hmm,
you know, and you know, people ask me, are you a Christian? And I said, no, I'm a Christian, I'm a Buddhist, I'm a Jew, I've done all of it, you know.
Right.
And I'm a universal being now, you know, and I align myself with universal energies. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the best way to go because it's called, well, we call it the F word. It's flexibility.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And become more flexible and open-minded, and you just kind of see without judgment. What we teach in our workshops is mainly, a lot of it has to do with understanding what judgment's all about,
mm-hmm,
you know, because that's the thing that always seems to separate somebody from something or someone.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just something to pay attention to. You know, judgment is abound, but, you know, there's a difference between fact and judgment. If you know something to be a fact, it's different. But, you know, so oftentimes we judge ourselves more than we judge anybody else.
Uh-huh.
And that's part of what happens when people get a disease. It's really having to do with not liking themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's why I like to kind of push the self-esteem thing because, you know, it's one of the easiest things to do is to love yourself, and yet it's one of the hardest things to do because we've been trained to believe that we're never good enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
the greatest.
And, you know, we've also been trained to believe that we're separate, that that God is separate from creation. And, and you know, we forget about the basic definition of omnipresence. And, you know, a lot of people can't handle that, that you know, the Creator is omnipresent within all creation, which is you and me and everyone else in nature and all that out there. And if we just, like, get down and get the dictionary out and read that again and contemplate it, you know, maybe we'd learn to live in harmony with each other in nature.
And that's a simple idea that has a lot of power.
Yeah.
If you spend time on it, if you put energy on it, if you put focus on it, then that is what you're feeding and that is what is going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
That is what you're going to have in your life.
Yeah, you can just take that one simple concept and apply it to all the religions, and you'll see that it's in there.
Yep.
And it's the meat, you know, but you have to treat all the religions like an orange. You peel them, you eat the meat, and you spit out the seeds.
Right.
That's right.
But if we focus on the meat, we'd all get along, you know, but if we keep focusing on the peels and the, you know, the seeds or the other stuff, then we go to war, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it also brings up the point that, you know, we have worked on a lot of people, and a lot of people who say, you know, I just don't fit. You know, I'm in this world, I've done all my work, I've done so much, but I just, for some reason, I just don't fit. You know, and I know there's a lot of people who feel that way. And my comment back to them is, well, then start looking at it as that you're the only one who does. Because, you know, rather than feeling like you're being, you know, in a world that doesn't accept you and all that stuff, just believe that more and more it's about you knowing how much you really do matter. And that's really the bottom line. And we've been taught that, you know, it was the difference between ego. It seems like people don't really understand that word. You know, ego really doesn't have to be as positive as they say it is. You know, it's a self-directed force that sometimes can be an insecurity. But when you look at it from a real confident self-esteem, I do love myself point of view, you can't believe how much better you feel. I mean, and you just don't have to be guilty about loving yourself. And I think this third-dimensional world has really put a lot of crap on people, you know, thinking that, you know, they're better than somebody else.
Yeah.
And so we've kind of dummied ourselves down. It's not just the society dumbing us down. We do it to ourselves.
But, you know, how can you control the people if you get rid of fear, guilt, and unworthiness?
Exactly.
Bingo.
And that's how hierarchy
maintains
control.
Yeah.
It's a real simple, you know, that's the beauty of it. The simplicity of spirit compared to the complexity of man.
Mm-hmm.
The mind wants to create all kinds of little things and more things to keep it busy. The mind's like a drunken monkey. It just has to have something to play with.
Constantly
is going.
You know, I love what Paul said in the Bible. I'm not a Bible thumper, but I opened up this one passage and it says, there are no divisions in God. And I go, oh, great, that's all I need to know.
Yeah,
that's it.
You know, that's it. I mean, that whole book, all they had to do was put that one line in there, and everybody would be okay.
That's the meat and potatoes.
Yep. You know, and we focus so much on the separations that's what we have grow.
Yeah. And I really think that, you know, not getting to the negative, but that is perpetuated. You know, the religions and the economies and the countries and all those separation divisions, they're installed by another group, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's time for people to wake up and look at that, too, and just say, you know, we aren't going to play that program anymore.
Bingo. That's it right there. If you don't give it the energy, it doesn't have any place to go.
Yeah, it won't feed.
You get to choose where you want to go. So where do you choose it?
Yeah, there's a Lakota prophecy, and they talk about a beast, you know, that's 1,000 or 2,000 miles wide. It's this big beast, and that represents how many years it's going to reign. And they said it's like all-consuming, and it has to control and dominate and consume everything. And it's just going and going and going. And it said right at the last, when you think it's all over and it's done and you're done, the earth is done, it's over with, the beast consumes itself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying, is that the more people realize that they're not going to feed the beast anymore, pretty soon, and the beast has no power, it just consumes itself. And it's,
well, you see clearer. Once you begin to see it in yourself and you really work with that and you see it as much as you can without denial, Mm-hmm. And without fear of thinking, oh, my gosh, what am I going to find out about myself if I really look deep? You know, oh, my God, your doors open and things start happening, and that's truly what the law of attraction is about. It's about taking care of you first, and then everything else around you can start shifting.
Well, you know, you have the, you know, what Master Jesus says, love thy neighbor. Well, it's not hard to treat your neighbor bad when you don't like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you love yourself and you love who and what you are, then what you're going to exude out of you is love, and that's the energy that others are going to feed on, and that's what is going to spread. But you got to take care of you. You can't give it in deficit. You can't love if you don't like yourself.
Yeah, speaking of taking care of you, I'd like for you to give out your website and any contact information for anybody that's listening that might want to have a, you know, receive a healing or do a workshop or...
Oh, sure. Well, we'd be happy to. We do phone appointments. We do over the phone for people who can't come to us. We also, you know, we do speak on the phone just like this. And we tune in to everything about you and help you with anything that you need. And anytime we do a healing, we just want to know that all three of us are involved. And then, you know, it's not just, you know, Michael and I doing it. It's the person on the other end that's facilitating their own healing, and we accomplish it by doing it together.
And if you'd like to look us up on the Internet, we're at www.synergyconnection.com.
No, it's .org.
.org. Yeah. Oh, see, that's why I don't do the
I do the
organizing.
Now, did you have a phone number you wanted to give out in case people wanted to call you?
Yeah, it's area code 541-419-8019.
Great. So we've got synergies.org. Synergy Connection.
Yeah, it's actually it's www.synergy, that's S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y, connection.org.
Great. And we have that up on the website, too, if people want to click on the As You Wish Red website or the eSETI website. It's all there.
Very good.
And we'll get... get as many people healed as we can.
Yeah.
It is a wonderful experience. We have a lot of fun together. There's nothing to worry about, and we are donation-based. We don't work like other people who may charge, you know, hundreds of dollars for a session. We have a lot of people asking us about that, and we say, you know what? We don't turn anybody away who can't afford something as much as, like, you know, $2,000 for a half hour on some of these professional healers.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
We do a very fine job with people because we have no problem tuning into anything, actually.
And we let Spirit guide you on where and how much.
So it is donation, and we go from there. And if people, you know, it's funny. In Hawaii, that wasn't a problem. But on the mainland, it seems to be a real issue for people because they just don't understand. They go, well, we don't want to insult you, but there's no such thing as an insult. We've had people pay, you know, $50 for the two of us doing a two-hour session because sometimes we just can't keep track of the, you know, just an hour. You know,
And it's also the key to a donation is that it's an energy share.
Exactly.
And going one way, then it doesn't grow.
Yeah. Well, we're at the end of the hour, so I'll have to sign off, and I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. It was an awesome show, and we'll definitely get you back on again.
Thank you
James.
So much, James.
We'll see you soon.
All right.
Okay.
Dealing with
bye-bye.
As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.